Hi, I'm Foster.
And I'm Joe.
And welcome to the Imminent Mindfulness Podcast.
Today, we're going to talk about how and why to change your life. Foster, would you mind leading us into that?
Yeah. So, the first stage, I think, of like changing your life, which is like, can sound overwhelming. It's kind of recognizing that your life needs to change. So one of the biggest ways in your life that you can recognize this kind of change, or this change needs to happen, is discomfort signals. If you're feeling anxious all the time, perhaps you're feeling dissatisfaction, restlessness, a general feeling of something's missing, these are kind of valid indicators that change needs to happen in your life. You know, some of the dangers of, you know, ignoring these feelings of like dissatisfaction with your life is that you tend to start doing things that are maladaptive. So coping through numbing, and that can look like a lot of things. I feel like people immediately think of alcoholism, but you know, you can be numbing through watching TV. Not that TV is a bad thing or alcohol is necessarily a bad thing, but you might start finding an avenue where you are numbing and avoiding your problems.
Or even like social media scrolling.
Yeah, that's another huge one, is social media scrolling. Now, you can start to find a lack of passion for life. You know, you just wake up and you're like, I'm not excited. I'm not excited for this day. And, you know, not every day is going to be exciting. But I think that more days than not, it's like your passion for life is just not there. You can be suffocated from emotion. Maybe it's like every day there's these huge emotions, like I'm super angry, or like I'm so depressed, or it's just like a ton of big emotions that feel like they come out of nowhere. Like there's not a very like justified reason that these are coming about. And you know, you might end up needing some kind of substance or experience to cope with that. Again, not to pick on alcohol, but like alcohol can be a thing for people, or marijuana, or maybe it's like I feel like I have to be looking ahead to the next thing. Like maybe it's a vacation, but it's like you have to have something in your life to make you feel happy.
Yes, because like those each individual things aren't bad. They're not inherently bad. No, it's just when you need that. I feel like this also leads to like these signals can be seen through the feeling of immobility. Mm-hmm. So, and when you feel immobile in your life, if you can feel like you're just out of control, where it's just like it paralyzes you almost. And when you're in that immobile state, it's hard to have the energy almost to like find a new way or like get creative and want to get out of those situations. And I also feel like when you're in that state, you just start to make excuses as to why. It's like, oh, well, I can't be happy because of my job. I can't be happy because of this relationship. Like once you're in that state, it's really hard to get out. When you're seeing those signals, or not even seeing them yet, when you're experiencing those discomfort signals, I feel like people often find that like the past is better, or like if this, then this will be better. It's just wishful thinking. The grass is always greener. Okay, we've identified those discomfort signals.
Yeah.
What else?
So I think something that's really important, once you've realized, hey, this life isn't really suiting me, or I think that I want to be somewhere else than where I am right now. It's important to start comparing your current reality to your ideal vision. Asking yourself questions like, what if I don't have to live in my current reality? What would your dream reality look like? It's really like, once you get to that point where you recognize life is not serving you, it's so important to start dreaming and visualizing. Oftentimes, like I've asked my friends, what would you do if you won the lottery? And I feel like a lot of people have an answer for this, but it's crazy to me how similar these answers are.
And how narrow-minded.
Mm-hmm. Like if you win the lottery, in reality, you could do almost anything you wanted. Like, but yet people are like, I'd pay off my house. It's like, well.
Great.
Yeah, that's great. But like, it's time to start envisioning, what would you actually do if you could do absolutely anything? Because I believe that you can do absolutely anything with your life.
With or without the lottery.
Yeah, with or without the lottery. Perhaps it's because we aren't really working those muscles of our brains to practice envisioning a better future for ourselves. something that you need to immediately start doing once you've identified, hey, I want to be somewhere else. It's like you have to start picturing big, and you have to start picturing without boundaries.
Absolutely. And big for you. Like,
yeah.
Just because for us, we're like, oh, paying off a house isn't like, yeah, it's like, doesn't mean it's not that way for you. That could be your dream reality. We're not here to yuck someone's yum.
I feel like for American friends out there, I feel like very often Americans are limited to a specific vision of like, mm-hmm. you work hard at a 9-to-5 job, and if you work hard enough, you're going to get your vision. And I think it really keeps you limited. Like, it doesn't allow for growth. And I mean, sure, you know, lots of jobs are rewarding and help you to grow in ways that you want to. But generally speaking, it's like 9-to-5 jobs, especially now in our economy, it's like less and less is that becoming the way to live the American dream, or just a dream in general.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of this, though, is just, you know, we're saying envision your new life, do this. It's easier said than done.
Oh, for sure.
Whether that be the job, the 9-to-5, or whatever that is, the job, the relationship, like breaking up with these realities, so much easier said than done. They can actually be so intimidating to confront, or just imagine not being in your current life or your current reality. But I feel like the good news is like the journey has already begun.
Oh yeah. So if you're still at this point in the video, it's like you are starting the journey. It's like you're here because you're interested and you want to change your life.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like you said, it's very intimidating to begin, because oftentimes we get ourselves so trapped in a certain way of thinking, a certain way of life. But the good news is you are in charge of your life, and
Absolutely.
You are in control of what happens next, and you get to pick the pace. So, you know, changing your life, it's like, if you're excited and it's like, oh, this can't come enough, like come soon enough for you. It's like you get to change it all today.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're scared to start the next step in the journey, like it's okay to start small. It's like, I believe that in my personal journey, I started really small. You know, now that we've kind of addressed that, it's like, okay, we need to change our lives.
And it's okay to be scared.
And it's okay to be scared. It's okay to not know how to start. How would you say we start transforming our lives into our ultimate reality?
What helps? Like, I feel like step number one,
yep.
easiest way to do it. What is that dream life you want? What's your vision?
Yep.
You have to start with a vision. And it comes easier to some people, as some people already know what they want. Whether that be like, I want to go travel the world, like that, you just feel that deep inside. Some of us, you know, have difficulty with it. You know, we've been programmed to believe that like we want what other people tell us that we want, or we should want blank, whatever that may be. But I would encourage you to start with a vision that's specific to you and what you want, truly what you want, not what your parents want, not what society wants, what you want. And I would even argue that you can't be specific enough,
yeah.
especially when it comes to feelings. Like, you could be like, oh, I want a home with 5,000 square feet or whatever that would be. But for me, I found success in like overall feelings. Like, I want peace.
Yeah.
I want this. And I don't know. You always tell me about scarcity mindset. Maybe you should dive into that a little bit when it comes to defining your vision.
Yeah. I'm not an expert, so I haven't really looked up like if there's an actual definition to scarcity mindset. But what I believe it is this idea that even in your best vision, it's like there's always some kind of scarcity in there.
Mm-hmm.
And scarcity generally is what limits you, or what you believe you should want out of life. So when you're picturing a vision, a lot of times, you know, back to that lottery example, if you're picturing like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pay off my house. It's like, it's not that that's bad, but it's like you're already acknowledging that you have a lack right now,
mm-hmm.
and that paying off your house is something that might make you happy. But like sometimes, like an example for me, like I really want to sail one day and I want to have a big sailboat. But oftentimes when I'm thinking about that, I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna have to learn how to sail. I'm gonna have to learn, you know, how to take care of it. What if there's leaks in the boat? What if, you know, you have to, and this is a practice, but you have to eventually learn how to leave those thoughts out of your vision. Attach the feeling to it,
Not the lack.
not the steps.
I feel like, let's, for an example, let's do an example. Because I feel like a lot of people just hate their jobs. Like, especially in America. I know it's all around the world. But so, like, I feel like scarcity mindset is like, okay, you get offered a job or you're thinking about getting a new job. It's like, do you want that job? Like, say the job makes a lot of money. Do you want that job because it makes a lot of money? Because you're scared of not having money? Or because the job itself will bring you joy.
Yeah, I think that's a really important distinction. It's like a lot of people are like, I want this job because it pays really well, but it's like, but would you be happy once you have it,
Exactly.
you know?
Yeah. It's not like this comes easily. Like we fight this, like, you know, you have to make the choice every day to not live in scarcity and not associate your dreams and your vision of your life with scarcity, I would say. A big part, like you're saying, step one, define your vision, do a deep dive into what you really want. And this isn't going to come, it may come super fast and it may take time, but like deep dive into what you really want, no strings attached.
Brief recap of step one. It's like get specific with a vision. Try to not tie, you know,
Scarcity, yeah.
scarcity. Don't tie it to scarcity. Don't tie it to the steps of getting there. It's like imagine the feeling and what you really want.
Absolutely. So say a listener wants to really do a deep dive. What are some ways to do that? How? And this probably would tie into step one is like, how do you define that dream?
So, I mean, there's no easy way to just immediately go from, you know, working a 9 to 5, being very much in this traditional American lifestyle or whatever culture you're from. It's like we all have these schemas and things that we're really attached to. For me personally, and it can look a lot of different ways, but I did a lot of meditation, and a lot of just kind of taking time throughout my day to just focus on what I'm thinking about. But for other people, it might look like going on a walk, taking time to give yourself space to envision those things.
Affirmations, journaling, just any sort of like mindful practice. So I would say though, like as someone who's tried a lot of things, it might take a few different things to try before you're like, oh, that really worked for me.
Oh, for sure.
Like journaling might not be it, but a daily walk without a podcast or without music might be it for you. Just try, explore the options, see what works for you. Now we know how to define our vision and some ways to do it. So like how does that happen? So we got the vision, what's next?
Yeah, so I feel like once you have a vision for what you want to be doing, where you want to be in the future, whatever that may look like, you have to embrace the mixture of believing it will happen and taking small actionable steps. So it's kind
Absolutely.
of like two things at once. So it's like you have to believe that it's going to happen to you, and you have to start believing or taking little small steps towards it.
Yeah, absolutely. So would you say like half of it's like your small actionable steps and half is like believing and like
Oh,
just the
definitely.
vision itself for your
Yeah,
life?
because I think whatever you personally believe about the universe, whether it's the universe or God, it's like your mindset starts to attract this new reality to you. So if you're constantly like, nothing good can ever happen to me, everything in life sucks, and like,
That's the lens you're viewing it from.
exactly. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of psychology that kind of suggests that it's like, yeah, if you view the world that way, that's how your world is going to be.
Absolutely.
Your brain almost changes what is happening around you, not the other way around.
Yes.
So it's crazy and it's powerful and it's exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking that in a way it's like your brain is making your environment around you. So it is so important to really visualize what you want out of life, because that's almost more important than taking the small steps towards it. Because you automatically start to rewire your brain to be happier and to see the good things in your life and to attract the things that you want out of life.
Absolutely. They do go hand in hand. Like, I agree. And I think the actionable steps part is just more of like taking those small steps to live in your future in the day to day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, it's like what you said. It's like truly rewiring your mind and like seeing the good is truly what's going to be the biggest help. But taking those small actionable steps is just going to help. I would almost say like accelerate it.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes that those steps are just getting to the point where you can envision that future.
Yeah.
It's like if, you know, journaling is your thing or meditating is your thing, it's like you should be doing that as often as you can because it brings it to you faster.
The new reality truly is being formed from that, though. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, like it's the rewiring your brain. It's changing your perception of life is when your new reality is being formed. Do you feel like that's happened for you?
Yeah. I feel like it in a lot of ways, like everything that I have manifested so far, it has come true. And I will say there's kind of this caveat. I feel like everything I've manifested from a place of actual joy and believing that it's going to happen, and like elevated emotions rather than scarcity, like I need this to happen because I'm not going to be okay if it doesn't happen. Like truly coming at it from a place of like, I trust that this will happen. And like, I already feel like I'm going to feel when it happens.
Yeah.
It's like an interesting, like sometimes things won't just happen because you will it to. It's like you almost have to let it go and yet trust that it's going to happen. So I would say that, and it's crazy because I feel like so far the things that I've manifested have almost been small. And it's like slowly getting bigger.
Yes, I agree.
And it's kind of cool because you can't set parameters for what it's going to look like and how it's going to happen.
Yes.
You can manifest what it's going to look like and what you expect it to feel like, but you can't force the steps on how it's going to happen.
Yes, that's why I encourage to manifest like feelings and emotions. Because I feel like it just really broadens your horizons to accepting how it's going to come to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's beautiful. And like, it happens in little, like small and big ways, I feel like. I mean, like, we manifested that we'd have more money recently. And we showed up to an event that we were volunteering at. And we've gone to these events many, many times. Mm-hmm. And some people just gave us money for dinner. I just feel like even though that was such a small, like, thing for them, like, it was such a big thing for us.
Yeah.
And, like, that was just a small manifestation that we've had. But, like, it's just truly, like, beautiful when you open yourself up to it. We manifested peace. And after the worst stage of our life, like, that peace finally showed up.
Yeah.
Like, we, at that point, we were, like, down for the count. We were like, wow, is this just not working?
Yeah. And it's interesting because, like, in some ways, I feel like, and this might be getting ahead of the step, but, like, I feel like manifesting this new life, in some ways, like, it will push you out of your current life. Reviewing step two, it comes through small actionable steps and really believing that it will happen. So step one, you know, it's
defining a vision, creating a vision.
Step two, believing that vision and then taking small steps towards it.
Absolutely.
So what would you say is the third step?
Well, you kind of mentioned it, like in step two, like you'll find that you start getting pushed out of your current reality once you start like living this way, I would argue. So you have to, I would say step three is being prepared to let go of something. The nice thing about this step though, is that once you have begun, the universe truly does help you. The universe, God, whatever you believe in, just truly helps you take the next step. For Foster, like, I feel like you felt this in your job.
Yeah. So like I was manifesting a better life, a life of peace, and a place where, like, I didn't dread going to work every day. And, you know, I really, the job that I was in, I wanted to keep it. I wanted it to get better. I wanted to have a better mindset about it. But, you know, through the steps of, like, manifesting a better, like, a better life and starting to trust that it's, like, this life will come to me, my job was kind of, it got to the point where, like, in a way, my mental health declined. And I finally was kind of, like, got to the point where I'm, like, I know that continuing with this job is not right.
It was making you physically sick.
It was making me physically sick. It was a lot of hours. It was just a line of work that I didn't enjoy. And it was not paying the bills. I think that in some ways the universe forced me to let go of it.
Yeah.
And then that made space for the peace to come.
Yes, absolutely. And once you start manifesting, like, that truly does just, like, push you out of your current reality. Through mm-hmm. So that's just kind of, like, the overall, like, idea of this last step. It's, like, you are taking the actionable steps, but truly just visualizing your new life. But it's, like, you get help. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll find the pushes and pulls. Like, not even pushed out of something. You'll feel the pull into a new life.
Yeah. And I think that's a better way to look at yes. it. You know, it's, like, you're getting pulled into a new reality. One that you're going to enjoy much more.
Yes.
These are kind of our three steps. Obviously, everyone's journey is going to look different. Change is a process, not a destination.
Especially if you're not manifesting a feeling, if you're manifesting something very specific, which we encourage, you might find that you have to reevaluate, like, your vision and what you want out of life. And you can make adjustments as needed. Like, there's no one size fits all with this.
Yeah.
Your vision can evolve.
Yeah, it's funny. And it usually does. Mm-hmm. Because I think that as you start to get further into this journey, you realize what you initially thought you wanted isn't what you actually wanted. But every time it's more beautiful. It's not like this dream is getting torn away from you. It's like a better dream is being put into your hands.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the three steps that we would encourage is define your vision.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready to mix, like, embrace the mixture of living your dream while also taking the small actionable steps. And three, like, be prepared to let go of something and embrace your new life and allow for those changes to evolve.
Yes.
So.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, the mindfulness is imminent. Thank you for tuning in.